Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
It's been a bit.
It has been a long time, actually.
Well, and again, we do this purpose. We do the December, January, like, big bulk stuff to give us time to, kind of like, reset.
Yeah, but this time we got an extra long reset because of, you know, like, health issues.
Well, yes.
And then, you know, last weekend, it was my fault, but...
Yeah. It's fine. Actually, it actually worked out. It actually did work out because... For all you who have listened already, you know, Paper Girls, Emily and I were able to do a Paper Girls thing in the middle there. So it did work out.
Awesome. Excellent.
That being said, we have got to not clean house. We got a, what's the term?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I have no idea either. I'm so just saying
I can't give out a term if I don't know what you're trying to say. I have all the words.
Housekeeping. That's what I was trying to say. Housekeeping. If I remember correctly, six episodes, it'll be our 400th episode.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
400.
Yeah.
Damn. And pretty soon we'll be coming up on what, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years in April. This one will be coming out in middle of March. No, sorry, middle of February.
Damn. Look at us go.
Hey, you know what? Still having a good time.
To those 8 of you that listen to us, we appreciate you.
It's like 20.
To those,
so it actually comes out to be like 12.
I would say to the 12 of you that listen to us, we appreciate
it. Because I know I download it, you download it, Emily downloads it.
Hey, I still listen to most of them.
The ones you're not on.
Yeah, I guess it hasn't been a lot lately.
A lot of them you're on. Anyway, so today we are covering Serenity. You
yes.
wanted to do these, and you're my co-host, so I always take your ideas.
This gave me a good excuse to read through them all, because like I've read bits and pieces of them, because I have a couple of like the single issue ones.
See, ironically enough, I've had these for years, never read them.
I picked up 3 of the single issue ones at Half Price Books,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, this is awesome. I was like, I wish I could find the rest of these, and of course, I had read. The Shepherd's Tales, because I, you know, when I took it to get assigned
by Ron Glass,
yeah,
years ago, just months before he passed, which was it months though? I'm pretty sure it was like at least a half a year.
That's still months.
Well, yes. But anyways,
but yes, I got to read through that, and then like I couldn't find them anywhere, and then I walked into the store, and there was the fucking omnibus, you know.
Yeah, you were able to pick up, because Boom Studios now has the contract. These were originally published by Dark Horse. Mm-hmm. Boom Studios now has a contract because they have come out with a new series, which I have not read yet. I've heard some good things. I mean, it's been out for some time.
The setup in here is really good. So,
yeah, because the funny thing is, yours is called Firefly. Deluxe edition, whereas these are called Serenity. So I just fun little like whatever, but yeah. So we're gonna be doing a lot of books today, and I will go over the titles. I'll go over all the titles now, and when we get to each individual storyline, I'll go over the art, all the credits and stuff. But yeah, so this is Serenity. It was published by Dark Horse. You know, the first story we're going through is Those Left Behind, issues 1-3, which came out in 2005. Next will be Better Days, 1-3, which came out in 2008. The Other Half and Downtime, which are two short stories, I think they were original to the trades.
Okay.
Although, in my investigations or info finding, it said one of them was a MySpace story. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
So,
for those of you that don't know, MySpace is a was the social media for like 8 seconds.
I mean, it was like
5 years.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not gonna say it was a flash in the pan, but it by the it time paved the way for
by the time that I got on MySpace, it was already starting to fall off. So okay, I don't know.
That's fair. It paved the way for Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah,
that's really all it is.
Maybe Instagram.
Well, yeah.
Which is owned by Facebook.
Yes, yes. Then we'll do the short story or the single story, Float Out, which came out in 2010. And then the final one we'll do is The Shepherd's Tale, which came out in 2010. So the first one, Those Left Behind, the story was by Joss Whedon and Brett Matthews, art by Will Conrad, colors by Laura Martin, and letters by Michael Heisler. And actually, Heisler did the lettering for all of these.
Excellent.
Yeah, he...
That makes it easy for that one.
It really does. Well, I'll still say
yeah,
who it is and everything. So we go into this first issue once I get to it. Sorry, I'm actually got the book, so...
Oh, see, your picture's better than mine. I got Jane.
Well, Jane's later on.
You got Inara. Trade you.
It's still in there. Should be.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with
you. Anyway, this is like the alternate cover. The variant cover.
Yeah.
Actually, because they did one for each of them.
Nice.
So, anyway, we start out with Shepherd Book, preaching to this town. Like, they came into town, and he's a shepherd, so he's a preacher, so he goes and any chance he can, he goes and preaching. But then we immediately go to Mal and crew with Zoe and Jane, being held up. Would that be the right word?
It's a standoff.
There we go, standoff. Mexican standoff.
No, Mexican down here, standoff is three
down
groups.
Here in Mexico, we just call it standoff.
A Mexican standoff is when you have three groups.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
But I'm just joke. Anyway, so there's another group of raiders? No, they're scoundrels.
Fortune
seekers?
Yeah, there you go.
that I guess they also had either they had the same information or they came across. I think they had the same information.
Yeah, they got. I'm pretty sure they got it from the same person. Actually, if I recall what happens later on.
Yeah, I don't. It's been a bit. So yeah. This, I'll be honest, I don't remember. But either way, it's for the three. They've got the drop on Mal and company, and they're like, yeah, just give us the take and we'll let you go. I originally thought the female of that group was Mrs. Reynolds from the show.
Oh.
Because the art style looks like it. It's not her.
No.
I can't remember her name.
Which time?
Her real name.
Christina Hendricks?
No, I meant the... Okay. Not that real name.
Dude, all right, look. I said which time, and you're like, no, I mean her real name. So I assume you meant the actress.
Because she was lying when...
She was lying every time she told him her name.
Not the last time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. It's also been a long time since I've seen the show, too. Oh, by the way, if you guys don't know, this is based off of a TV show that Fox killed in the first season because they didn't know how to fucking air a TV show. Which, did you watch it when it originally aired? Did you watch it after?
I bought the DVD, or I bought the season
the box set
on DVD and watched it then.
Yeah,
and
in the proper order and
yeah,
not, you know,
and like,
the
I,
season
and
premiere
I
at
watched
the very
it,
end.
And I watched it, and I'm like, this is so fantastic. Why did this never make a second season? And a friend of mine sent me a link to show me how they aired them on Fox, and I'm like...
I think it was like two, because there was a train job, because they wanted action, and then I think from that point it aired properly up until... like episode 8, because that was the last one, and then the 2 episode season premiere was the next 2 at the very end, and then like there was three or four episodes that was unaired.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was so fucking Fox was so stupid back then.
Back then.
Good point. Still now. Anyway.
Anywho.
Back to the book. Same though. Like I didn't watch it till after it was on DVD. So. I will say, though, after reading all these, it made me want to watch the movie. So
the movie is fantastic.
I did that the other day while I was at work. Because it's on Peacock right now.
Oh,
for free.
I have it on at home.
I had it.
DVD.
I had it on... I had the metal case.
Shiny.
Yeah. I let somebody borrow it, and it got thrown out, I think.
Anywho.
Steel case. That's what I was trying to think of. Anyway, I don't know why I said metal book. I've got plenty of them up there. Okay, so yeah, back to the
Back to the story at hand.
But
the guys aren't happy with just the take. Mm-hmm. They want Mal's gun too.
And Mal's like, you know, I went through the war with this gun. Pretty sure he's probably stuck up his butt. He did things with it.
Isn't that where he keeps it?
No. That's John Barrowman.
That's right.
Very similar people. Love Captain Jack. John Barrowman is a treasure. Anyway, so he's like, okay, so he tosses his gun down, and then he kicks it, and, you know, he
breaks his face.
He fucking, like, jacked that gun at this guy's face, because he loses some teeth, and there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, good times.
Of course, a fighting ensues, but before the bomb, the grenade that one of the guys threw can go off.
That's not one of the guys. Jane pulled the pin on the grenade, and the dude hit him with a knife, and Jane dropped the grenade.
Okay. Because
they were like, no, Jane, no grenade. And he's like, don't worry, I'll fix this. And then he dropped the grenade.
Well, you know, Jane hit the grenades.
Yeah.
Too
bad we didn't bring any grenades.
The movie is so good. Guys, go watch the Serenity movie. It's really amazing. But Zoe's able to grab it and chuck it, and it blows up. Well, we go back to Book, and all the people in the church are like,
what the hell's going on?
Yeah, they see that there's smoke come from the bank, so they all run off. And then we have a Book standing at the
I wish
top.
I could speak Japanese, so I knew it, or Chinese, so I knew what the hell he was saying right there.
Right.
There should have been a translation, damn it.
I would have loved, well, I'm pretty sure he said something along the lines of that. I always took it, anytime they spoke Chinese, they were usually cussing.
Yeah.
In the show. That's just my guess. The other group gets out with the money. Like, there's nothing that the crew can do. I do like that Mal is able to roll, grab his gun, and fire at the guy as the elevator doors are closing.
And almost hit him.
Had he actually shot for the left eye instead of the right, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
Well, he'd not have an eye. I gotta make sure I say it that way.
Yeah, that's true, because some people get shot in the eye and they don't die.
Exactly. We're going to see that here. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For the book that is 15 years old.
Spoiler alert.
They are able to get out of the bank because they crawl through the sewer. And then Shepherd Book grabs them in this like giant monster truck RV.
That he borrowed,
which is pretty awesome. Yeah. I will say, some of the ships and vehicles in the
are fantastic.
Things are awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Just great.
But here's another one of those things I was talking about. Like, Book looks just like him right there in that picture.
But on the opposite page, that looks nothing like, you know, Wash Alan looks Tudyk. Nothing like Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
So, it's
a hit or miss.
It can be. It's not bad. But yeah, Wash is up in the ship. It looks like he's in orbit, just waiting. And he gets the call to come down because they are being chased by the townspeople. So they're trying to get the fuck out.
I love how they've got all this modern shit, but they've still got to do with a pitchfork in the front of that vehicle.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Hey, you know what? Sometimes the classics work.
Yep.
We get Kaylee and...
Simon.
Wow. Can't believe I forgot his name.
Don't worry, I got you.
Thank you. Kaylee flirting hardcore with Simon, just him.
And Simon's still not picking anything up because...
It's Simon.
Yeah.
And basically Wash is telling her, hey, we need to get a maneuver going because typical Mal fashion, they're coming in hot.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So they just, while obviously everybody is, Mal is, and Book and crew are trying to get back to the two... Serenity to the ship. Wash and Kaylee come up with this really wonderful idea to head toward the water tower. And so they hook up a line to the water tower. And as soon as Book gets past a certain point, they pull down the water tower and basically, I'm not going to say drown everybody, but...
No, but they definitely wash them away. Yeah, and probably, you know, led them to a slow death by,
using up their water supply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought about that, too. Not good. They walked away with nothing, which definitely sucked. And obviously, Kaylee, the optimist, is like, hey,
at least we got paid, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wait, we didn't get paid? Oh, no. And I mean, I feel like this happens constantly, often. More often than it really should. But, you know, what are you going to do? We are introduced to River, who is the crazy one.
Yeah.
For good reason. If you watch the movie, you'll see.
Or the TV show, or, you know.
Yeah, or the TV show. We're also introduced to Inara, who is a...
angel.
Well, yes. She is a lady of space.
I see what she did there.
I mean, I don't want to... She's not really a lady of night because her jobs go everywhere. And I don't call them prostitutes. I'm not you.
Well, you could just be like Mal and call her a whore.
Yeah, but I'm not Mal either.
Exactly.
But she kind of insists, like, hey, you know, as soon as... You promise as soon as you're done with this job, you're going to get me to my next appointment. And Mal is... It's obvious the sexual tension between them in the show and the movie and all that. I guess I should really stop bringing up the movie because the movie takes place after all this stuff.
Yeah.
But the movie is so good. Yeah. So actually, this is really between the end of the show and the movie, yep. Which is pretty awesome.
It fills in a little bit of a gap for
it
you.
It does. I wonder if the new series will do more. I still got to read those. Anyway, Inara needs to go to... She's got a... job that she has to get to, and she's just asking Mal to make sure she gets there.
Companion. She's a companion.
There we go. That's the word I was looking for. Yep. I couldn't. I thought. Yep.
I kept thinking escort, and I'm like, no,
escort isn't right. And Mal's like, yeah, we'll get you there. It's just take us a little while longer because, you know, we didn't get paid for this job. We lost something here. And those two, you know, obviously. There's sexual tension there.
Oh, hardcore.
It's there. We end the issue here with this very interesting situation.
Two by two in hands of blue.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for this guy. Well, actually, they don't say who they're looking for, but the...
That says right here, we're looking for Malcolm Reynolds.
No. What?
Right here.
Oh, no. My bad. Sorry. But they are looking to meet with this guy's boss.
Yeah.
About Malcolm Reynolds. That's my bad. And the guy is being a very, you know, pissant. And
well, he's just being a dick, flexing on them, you know, like, oh, look, you'll do what I tell you to.
I've got this giant gun. You guys have nothing. As they pull out this little device that liquefies his insides?
I guess.
Like, he becomes a pile of nothing.
Well, no, you can still see his
bits. Oh, no, you see his skin, but he becomes a pile of nothing inside.
Yeah.
But yes, the men of blue, 2x2, hands of blue, those, which we
agents
got,
of the,
we got a hint of them in the show, which I know for a fact that they were supposed to be a bigger part, either the second half of the first season or, like, season two. Obviously, we got nothing, because... Fox is dumb and leave the show early. But that's the end of the first issue.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Serenity story.